Hey, this is Sandy Lawler. Welcome back to the Good PM Life. Here is where we talk all things project management. So, if you're in a job that doesn't pay enough, it doesn't excite you, and it kind of feels like a dead-end job, then today's episode is exactly for you. But before we get started, I want to tell you about a friend of mine. Her name is Lisa. For 10 years, she worked in retail management. She was the go-to person in her store. She was the one that handled all the schedules. She handled managing employees. She solved customer problems, and she actually just made sure everything ran smoothly. But despite all that, she was barely making enough money to even get by. But then, one day, something happened that changed everything for her. She got called into a meeting and was told that corporate was shutting down multiple locations, including hers. And just like that, her so-called stable job was gone forever. So if you've ever felt stuck in a job, you were afraid to make a change because it felt safe, I want you to ask yourself, well, how safe is it really? Today, we're going to talk about the fears that are holding you back. We're going to talk about why project management is a fantastic career switch. And, you know, I like to do this. I want to show you how you can make the move without taking a big financial risk. All right, let's get back to Lisa. So when Lisa lost her job, she panicked, which is totally understandable. She had bills to pay, her rent was due, and she actually didn't even have a backup plan. So for weeks, she searched for another retail job, but nothing paid more than what she was making before. And honestly, the truth was, she didn't even want to stay in retail. So one night, while scrolling some job boards, she saw a listing for a project coordinator. She really had actually no idea what that even was, but as she read the description, something just clicked. She thought, wait, managing schedules, coordinating tasks, making sure things stay on track, I already do this. But then self-doubt kicked in. Well, I don't have a project management degree, or I'm not qualified for this, or what if I fail? Then she thought, well, I'm already struggling. If I don't take a chance, I'll stay stuck. And honestly, I'm just really tired of staying stuck. So Lisa wasn't the only one to make this switch. I want to tell you a little bit about James. He spent years working in customer service, dealing with totally angry customers, handling complaints, and managing a never-ending queue of problems. That sounds absolutely dreadful, doesn't it? He was totally burned out. And one day, his company announced layoffs. And I'm sure that a lot of you have actually experienced that before. And suddenly, James was left, you know, without a job. His job, which was this stable job he thought he could count on, it was gone. And James knew he couldn't go back to another call center. He didn't have it in him to do that. So he did something totally different. He started researching jobs that use the skills that he already had. And that's when he found project management. Now, what James realized was he had actually been doing project management all along. He just never called it that. So every time he handled a difficult customer case or escalated an issue or maybe coordinated with different departments, he was using project management skills. So instead of applying for another customer service job, he just started positioning himself as a project manager. And within 3 months, he landed his first PM role, making $20,000 more than his previous salary. So what's the takeaway here? I want you to understand that you do not need to start from scratch. The skills that you already have, like organization and problem solving and leadership, are the exact skills needed in project management. Okay, let's go ahead and move on. I want to give you another example. So Erica, she was a teacher for 12 years. She absolutely loved her students, but she was drowning in endless lesson plans, paperwork, and administrative demands. She worked late nights, she always took work home, and still barely made enough to save. And you know, one day she just hit her breaking point when she realized she was spending more time on administrative tasks than actually teaching. So she just asked herself, well, what else could I do? She looked at what she was already doing. She was planning lessons. She was coordinating with parents and administrators. She was managing student projects and handling unexpected changes. Guys, this is project management. What Erica then did was she took a low-cost project management course on Udemy. She updated her resume and within months landed a role as a project manager for an ed tech company. Now, she still works in education, but in a way that pays her well and gives her work-life balance. You know, sometimes the career change you need isn't about learning something new. It's actually just about seeing your existing skills in a new way. It's changing the way you think. Now that we've given you a couple of examples, I want to give you some practical steps to start your transition, because we're just going to assume you're going to go ahead and start that transition. So here's how you can start today without quitting your job tomorrow. The first thing you need to do is learn the basics, and you can do that for free. So I want you to start listening to project management podcasts, just like this one. I also want you to go out to YouTube and take a look at videos or read beginner PM guides. That's your first step. Learn the basics for free. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to identify your transferable skills. I want you to sit down and ask yourself, what parts of my job involve organizing, problem solving, or leading? And then when you've done that, I want you to write down examples. You actually might be surprised how much PM experience you already have. Next, I want you to look into taking a beginner course. Platforms like Coursera, Udemy, and LinkedIn Learning, they actually have a lot of affordable options. So take those courses. Just 30 minutes a day can actually build your confidence, because what you're going to see is that you're already doing the work. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to network and connect with other PM professionals. Reach out to people on LinkedIn who have transitioned from your industry. They're going to be a huge help because they understand you. So I want you to reach out to them. And I also want you to join project management groups, and I want you to ask questions. I want you to be heavily engaged. Next, I want you to start applying. And I want you to start applying before you even feel 100% ready. Because honestly, who's really 100% ready for any job position? I don't want you to wait until you feel perfect just to get started. Because guys, you know, we learn by doing. Listen, I know that change is scary. But here's the truth. You are capable of more than you think. You are not stuck. You actually have options. And lastly, you 100% deserve a job that pays you well and gives you purpose. So what's one small step that you can take today? Maybe it's researching project management. Maybe it's tweaking your resume. Or honestly, maybe it's just simply believing that this is possible for you. Just know that Lisa, James, and Erica have actually all been in your shoes, where you're at a dead-end job, or you're at a job that's not fulfilling, or you're at a job that's just not making you the money that you need to support your family. Take the first step. It's really not as scary as it seems. The scariest part is always that first step. But once you get going, it's going to give you so much hope and confidence in what you can do, who you can become. And I want to remind you that I've created a bunch of resources for you out on thegoodpmlife.com. Now, there are some items there that are free and some that are for purchase. But the one I want to focus on today is The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager. Now, this is a book that I wrote, and it gives you everything that you need to know, step-by-step processes on how to become a project manager. It actually might be pretty useful for you if you really are starting your journey. I will link it below in the show notes. Well, that's it for today's episode. If this resonated with you, would you please send it to a friend who needs to hear it? We actually need a little bit of encouragement. And don't forget to follow The Good PM Life. I want to give you more insights on building a career you absolutely love. So until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.